Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Rain. 74 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees.
Good morning, FBI World, and KPP. FBI World, adult. Yeah, I thought I said FBI World. Hey, I don't know. Still early for Waldo. I heard rope-a-dope. Maybe it was Romeo. I don't know. Oh, good morning. Good morning. How goes the morning drive? See that? You can start a little net. See your call sign phonetically. And tell us where you're driving to today. And what's your favorite color? Call sign phonetically? Okay. But I decided to take a different route in the work this morning. So I decided to drop down to 696 and run that across to 94. So anyhow, we'll see how that goes. Whiskey a fancy underpants. See that? Being the net controller, I was trying to set you up. Where's Greg? Greg, you out of bed yet? See that, Sean? I'll be asleep yet.
Well, I'll tell you what, my fuel tank is awfully low. I think I'm gonna stop and get gas before I get into work.
So if there was a gas pump right in your building, I thought I saw the other day. Can't you use that one?
There is. All the more reason why stopping to get gas on the way tells you just how tired I think it is.
Oh, well, that would explain it. Very good. All right. Well, it's going to be hot, muggy, and stormy kind of today. So that's the weather forecast. Other than that, not much. Got my water bill and my electric bill. Electric bill wasn't bad this month. I was kind of surprised. I just opened up some of these bills, and before I head off to the work land, I think I was going to pay a couple of these.
Unbelievable. Just got to, am I at 94 yet? Grossbeck? No, I'm not. I'm not the Gratiot yet. And there is some sort of crazy shutdown, bumper to bumper. Here on the freeway, so I gotta figure figure out what's going on here. I think it looks like they're getting us, pushing us all off at Gratiot.
Boy, it seems to be your traffic during the day, or week. The other day, they closed Grosbeck down on you, too, and sent you through the suburbs, or the subdivisions, I should say.
Yep. People are going backwards up the Grosbeck entrance ramp. I will not do that. That's ridiculous.
No, that's a good way to get you in trouble sometimes. So I don't blame you. One bit. So other than that, not too much. I was planning on going to the Sensation Boat Show yesterday, but I never made it. Just didn't have the oomph. I didn't want to drive down there because there's no parking. I wanted to take the bicycle or the little scooter board. It was going to rain, and I really didn't want to look at boats I can't afford anyways. So, but if they have it tonight, maybe Marion and I will go and take a look at all the boats we can't afford. So that, you know, that Sensation was made over there at Algonac. So it was $750,000 boats. They always have that show in New Baltimore every year. It's kind of nice, but gosh, those things are up there.
Apparently it's flooding. Apparently 94, 696 and 94 is flooded.
I figured you were in some sort of traffic situation. That's why I left you be. Did we get that much rain last night? I slept really good. I didn't. And of course, none of the weather alerts went off either. That little river in my backyard isn't that high, so maybe it rains pretty hard down there.
I got this rude, inconsiderate, I won't use the C word. It's like we're zippering right now. It's like nobody has a choice. Everybody's got to get down in one lane, and, this truck's going to let that truck go. And then she's got to let the next one go, but she's not. She's just going to hug the bumper so that this person can't get over. You know, and it's like the only person not observing the proper flow. And then she did to me back there. She came, Johnny come lately, down the entrance ramp and just refused to let me over. And I was already halfway over. You know, she actually grabbed the shoulder to kind of like get by me to make sure that I couldn't get in ahead of her, who was late to the party. I was there way ahead of her. Just the inconsiderate, you know, God, these people, I just...
Oh, yeah, we breed them. It's getting that way up here now, too, as these subdivisions are getting more and more full. Used to be a little rural New Baltimore, you know, and as we start building subdivisions all over the frickin' place, you know, everybody's late, everybody tailgates, everybody acts like I'm going to go faster. You know, if they tailgate me, I'm sorry, but, I know New Baltimore is not the most ticket-friendly or ticket-writing town in the world, but, believe it or not, St. Clair Drive is 25 miles an hour. And if those officers ever do get some ambition to do their jobs, people doing 35 and 40 down that road, that's going to be a pretty significant ticket, of which I'm never looking forward to. So, it happens around here now, too. So I think it's everywhere. I think we breed them.
Yeah, I got more thoughts on the matter, but yes, it'd be best to just grit my teeth. Anyhow, he figures, I never take this route. It figures. I take it and it's a disaster. Good grief. I should probably call into the shop and tell them I'm going to be late. I don't know how late.
Here's my question. Aren't you supposed to just call yourself? I thought you were at the top of the food chain in that little building.
Still kind of a courtesy to let them know I'm not going to be there at starting time so nobody's waiting, dragging their feet, or wondering what's going on.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, they track me, so if I'm not there, they just look at their little iPhone and see where I'm at. So, he's still home. He wants to see a customer. So, it is kind of a cool little system that we've got. we've got these trackers in all of our trucks and all of our work cars and everything else like that, one-step GPS or something like that. So it is really nice, and it does kind of like keep an honest man honest, so it makes it, you know, it makes it real, real good. They're afraid to unplug them because they get called right away. We've got somebody that watches them and gets emails if they get disconnected. That makes it really, really good. So I'm surprised you guys don't have that in all your work vehicles.
No, I'm very much against it. I don't need that level of micromanagement. I tell my people, I said, there's missions to be accomplished, get the mission accomplished, and I'm not really concerned with your travels.
Yeah, well, you know, in your work, you've got probably you've got a better line of professionalism there. In our work, we've got a handful of them that, to them, it's just a job, and, you know, if you give them, an inch, they'll take a mile. So I forget what... we had a meeting the other day, and one of the managers made a comment about, you know, you can't give them a window, is what I think he said, because they were talking about turning some of the responsibilities for obtaining serial numbers to the sales reps, which is fine, good idea, you know. They were going to use the word if available, and one of the managers said, and there's the buzzword. So, you know, you either say yes or no. So, you know, because we, for a long time, like you said, we were able to get away without having to do that. And then all of a sudden, one time, our flatbed ended up down in Taylor for going to pick up a girlfriend's car. And we got in trouble for that because that's a big no-no, you know, if you're not licensed to go do that. And so we were starting to get, and then we had another guy that was getting chased by the Sinclair County Sheriff's Department for some sort of violation, and so now we had to do it. So it happens, but at least with your level there, you know, all of these guys have got a strong skill set, so you probably won't have to worry about that for a while.
Yep, not necessary. Never been necessary in my industry, and I kind of resent it. Now on the other hand, in law enforcement, it's, you know, and even in fire, you know, it's so that you can assign resources based on location. There I absolutely see the reason why. Anyhow, for our stuff, I think there'd just be a lot of resentment. You know, they're all professionals, and, you know, mission, everybody's oriented toward the same mission. There's no, whacking anybody over the knuckles for, doing this. What would I do if I saw somebody sitting at a restaurant or something like that? I'd say, okay, well, they're eating.
Yeah. Well, I just think it depends on basically what kind of, people you have working for us, you know, for you, in our case, us, you know. And like I said, we did it for, I've been there some 20-some years, and we've only had this system for, like, the last 5 years, 4 years. But up until then, we had the same thing. But, you know, as you get bigger and bigger and bigger, things start to happen. So that's what ended up doing it, too. Yeah, you know, like fire, police, everything else like that, too. You know, also, you know, it tracks speed. So if something does happen, you can go, hey, look, he was only doing 45 miles an hour, and, you know, they were there in 3 minutes and everything else like that. Because, you know, just because you say you're 1023 doesn't necessarily mean you're 1023. You know, so I could see all of that, you know, in CYA for the, you know, the local governments. You know, as far as, you know, where's our trucks, where's our cars, where's our resources, you know, and the officer says he needs help, you know, somebody can look on a screen and say, you know, he's at the corner of Cass and Grosbeck or something like that, you know, so it can, you know, in that situation, I think it's especially by today's technology, it's a must. You're probably in traffic again. Plus the other thing, too, I track my two adult kids, I track them, they track me, so... That's kind of nice, but we're just looking at, like, okay, where's Sarah today? You know, work and, you know, that type of stuff. So, and meet with the, you know, to my two adult kids, and so that makes it nice. And a KPP.
All right, I just got up on the surface. Let me try to figure out what my best line of attack is here and call the shop, let them know I'll be a little behind schedule. I'll be back in a minute. W8FU.
Take your time. I got to pay the water bill. And it keeps it.
Okay. Northbound Gratiot. Looks like they were getting everybody back on, they were getting back on somewhere around 11. I don't know. But it was all bumper to bumper, so I just backtracked and got on Gratiot.
See what happens when you change your routine? You pay for it.
Hey, are you 18?
Good morning, Anthony. W8FU.
Good morning, Sean. Hey, there may have been some flooding. I saw something that like 11 and 94 was flooded. I think it rained pretty hard in that area.
Yep, confirmed, but too late for me to alter my course. I was trapped in it when I realized there was a problem. So I'm on northbound Gratiot now after just finally getting clear of all that. Wally?
Yeah, there you go. We knew that's kind of what it was or what we thought it was. Good morning, Anthony. Welcome to the not-so-morning drive, W8FUNet. So how goes it? Go ahead, sir.
It goes well this morning, gentlemen. Just out running some errands before work, and already knocked two things off the list. I'm hoping to knock two more, but we'll see what we can do.
I'm talking on the radio and paying the water bill and the electric bill so they don't turn those off and I don't get final notices, and this means you and inundated with phone calls and all of that other fun stuff. Well, Mr. Sean, are you back to moving or are you still standing still? It's your turn.
Oh, no, I'm moving pretty good now. I'm at Masonic and Gratiot North. I just got to figure out which way I'm going to. I got to get some gas pretty quickly. I mean, I might make it to work, but I got a gas stop coming up here at 15 in Gratiot, so maybe I'll just stop there and fuel up, be safe. Unless there's some other breakdown somewhere. It must have rained pretty darn hard for it to flood out. And, it must be where it goes underneath the freeway. I'm guessing that's it, so 94 where it goes underneath.
Yeah, I heard it raining at one point in the middle of the night and then woke up and saw some different things on Facebook, flooding and stuff, and usually down by me we get a flooding, but I didn't have any flooding this time.
Up here in New Baltimore, we got a fair amount of rain. Everything's wet, but I don't think we got hammered like they did down there, so it's good. Well, one thing for sure, people with sprinklers haven't had to use them this year. I haven't even had to turn mine on, so that makes it really nice. That makes the water bill for the sprinkler system $10. So $10 for 3 months, that's basically the garden hose. So can't complain about that. So that makes it nice. But definitely hasn't been a summer for a summer. So I guess maybe we're going to pay for that in the fall, come September. That's probably when we're going to get our summer. Hasn't been a very good weather pattern for boats and recreational activities. You can't really trust it. So, but enough of that. Go ahead, Sean. You must have made it to the gas pump.
I've made it to my third stop. I'm going to get out, and if you guys are still chatting, I'll hop back in when I get back in. Otherwise, have a great morning. K8RUH.
You too. Have a good day. My guess, he's almost to the office, so he's at Masonic and Grossbeck or somewhere, wherever he said. So he's almost there, so we'll probably all be gone. because I have to get ready to get out of here. So, all right, I talk on you guys later. NAKPP.
I just gave a traffic report on GMRS.
We're getting one plug step closer to a CV. Did you give them a smoky report too?
Negative. I was gonna, but then I figured, nah. No, just a water report. Anywho, so it looks like I've made it all the way into the Clum. So it looks like I'm going for gas at work. But I got to get coffee too, so just a dilemma.
My vote is the coffee. That's more important than the gas. You can have somebody come get you.
That's right, because if I run out, at least I'll have a coffee so I can sit there and enjoy it. Now, if I want to go to Timmy Ho's, I can go right here. Oh, what's a boy to do?
I kind of go through phases in coffee. Lately, my phase has been Bigby. I did Tim Hortons for a while, fell in love with it, then it got kind of old. Marion really still likes Starbucks, which is fine, and I like the Bigby one. One is nice because it's in town, too. I kind of like the taste of it, so for some reason, no matter how hard I try, I just can't make coffee taste like they can make it taste, so such is life. Look at that. My green light is on my little 7550, so that's a signal that maybe I'll try to get a hold of you sometime here in the next 3 or 4 hours.
I like Starbucks, that's my go-to, but I used to really like Dunkin' Donuts, but then I don't know if they weakened it up or something several years ago now. This was, and all of a sudden it was just tasted watery to me. And so I've just, I don't know, they do make a good cappuccino there, believe it or not, which was quite surprising. A little bit more milk in it than I care for, but cappuccino's not supposed to have much milk at all. So they put in a little bit more than I'm comfortable with. But having said that, it's not bad. It's got a good flavor. They do good espresso. Go figure.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts, I just read in a little Facebook blog for New Baltimore that we have started construction on a Dunkin' Donuts here in Baltimore, which means our town is now complete. So now we're going to have a Bigby and a Dunkin' Donuts. So who knows what's next, a Walmart? So, I know there was talk of a Kroger going across the street from the Meijer. I don't know if that's ever going to come to life or not, but apparently Kroger owns some of that property across the street. So we're getting big and fast.
It'll be nice if you get one of them Kroger Marketplace. I imagine that's what they'll put in, but those are nice. They've got a Starbucks in them, so you'll have a Starbucks, too.
And then my corner of the world will be complete. I'll have all three of them. And there goes my work phone, starting already. So my guess is somebody's air compressor didn't start, so I gotta let you go. NAKPP.
Yep, that works out. I'm just snaking around the Clem here trying to get to work. All right, gotcha. W8.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 71 degrees.
KF8S Mobile.
N-8-K-P-P.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Partly sunny. 72 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees.
And 8KTP mobile. KS8 ATE monitoring. WAW.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 78 degrees.
WAW. Are you there?
That was a little truncated. I'm not sure what I heard there.
Might have been me and my little fat trigger. I said, are you there? I was heading your way if you're around.
Yes, I am here.
Very good. Gotta pick a place for lunch, too. I didn't have breakfast. So far, my whole day has consisted of 2 cups of coffee. So, I have to figure that out, too.
Roger. What do you feel like?
It doesn't matter. I'll let you choose. I like everything. Everything but watermelon and noodles.
Oh, man, you don't like noodles?
I like spaghetti. I don't like those big eggplant looking noodles.
Okay, I'll just wait till you get here. I'll think about it. Got to be something. Just thinking if there's some sort of place could catch you before you get here. There's that pantry up there on 59. It's not bad, but that's more breakfast oriented. I think they got a full menu. I don't know.
What was that? You dropped out and my scan started.
I said there is that. I was trying to think if there was a way I could catch you, drive all the way here just to turn around and drive out. If there's that pantry on 59, which is kind of breakfast-oriented, but I think they've got a full menu. Well, man, I'll give it some thought. There's just nothing right here.
They are excellent. Okay. See you in drive time. I take it all your radios survived the storms last night. I didn't hear a darn thing, and I was listening to some of the stories over there at the office this morning, and sounded like some of these houses got really walloped with a pretty strong thunderstorm.
I lost a camera at home. It got blitzed, so I got to figure out what's going on there. And there's a ton of water. I didn't go look at my basement. Make sure there's no problems there. I don't think so. I know 94 was shut down this morning. You heard me. It was underwater. Other than that, I have reason to believe it was quite stormy last night. But and I had the window open, cracked, I should say, and I was listening. I heard a little lightning and thunder, but nothing struck me as crazy.
Yeah, well, my office manager lives in McComb. She was saying she got hammered really good. She was up coddling the dog for an hour or so, and then our parts manager was saying the same thing. He lives in Casco, so he got hammered. So either I will have slept through it or it bypassed me. So who knows? A mystery.
Roger. All right, let me get to a few things I got to tidy up. What's your ETA?
Probably 10. I'm at 23 and 94. Got to come across all road and head south.
Okay, well, you want to just meet at the pantry there on 59? Between Grash and Grosbeck?
Yeah, that's the pancake place, right? That makes that big bloomin' pancake. Used to be where the Italian restaurant is, that place.
I don't know what it used to be, but yeah, it's right there by the candy place and the railroad tracks, and it's it's on the south side of Hall between Grassy and Grosbeck.
Reasonably sure I know what you're talking about. I think I've been there a couple times. All right, see you in a bit.
All right, I'll meet you there about 11:30-ish, 11:25, 11:30-ish. I'll give you 10 or so. Let's call 11:30. I'll meet you there.
Very good. NAKPP.
It's raining.
What's your 20?
Just sitting at the light at Grosbeck, so I can see the railroad tracks either in a minute.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees.
KF8S Mobile.
Hey, Wally, are you here? You listen?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my God, you should see this thing. It's nuts. It literally, it's hard to describe. Anyhow, I found the service manual on a picture of the adapter. Good grief.
Is it something that they're going to be proud of?
I don't know, man, but this reminds me of way back in the day when we used to have test jigs for radios.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see how much it is.
Oh, it doesn't really matter. I have to get one, no matter what. Oh, there we go. I had the tool to pop that shroud off. There's a special tool. I had this tool, too. God darn it.
Of course there's a special tool. The more I know, the more I watch how proprietary this stuff is, the more I just shake my head. You know, on the 550, too, that got that 16-pin connector in the back. You know, so if you ever had to do any of those, not that you would, but you need that 16-pin connector. Because I ordered one of those for my All-Star Note. I haven't had a chance to take it out of the package yet and play with it. I got one of those because I wanted to take one of these and set it at 1 watt, turn it into an All-Star receiver.
Yeah, well, I will say that this is fairly typical. Motorola has always been this way. So, no big surprise, but this adapter is just a lot more clunky than I had envisioned. a BNC connector actually comes vertical, or comes off the back when the adapter is installed. So go figure, it doesn't even come off the top.
Does it just slide in there, or is it, does it have to get screwed in there?
All right, I got to find a part number for it so I can get the damn thing ordered, though. So I'm going to get to that. So we should have it fairly short order. Glad we figured this out. It would have been more critical to find out then.
Yeah, well, like I said, if you got the bench for it, you might as well have the adapters for it. So, might as well do it right.
Well, if I don't have the adapter, I wasted a lot of money on a option and a comm monitor.
Yeah, well, the other thing, too, is you might want to make sure you got that 16-pin connector, because the XPRs are just a mini UHF, and I thought you had tons of those, but I'm just wondering if you don't not have the adapter, too, you know, like the side thing that talks to the handheld, and the back of them, there's a 16-pin adapter, too, and you might need that for that bench, too, in case one of those ever present itself to you.
Those have been a Motorola standard for years now. We've got plenty of those kits. But, yeah, I'll check and see if there's anything special on those, just in case.
Yeah, very good, too. Yeah, behind Paul's desk there, I saw a whole bunch of XPR batteries. I thought, that's weird, unless something else you guys got is those batteries.
I don't know about a whole bunch, but we should have some. But are you sure they were XPR? Because there's other regions that look real similar, like APX 1000, 4000. They look real similar. In fact, they might even have the same battery. Who knows?
Yeah, well, I guess to me a dozen is a bunch. To you, probably not. Yeah, I just thought, okay, that's weird, but I didn't think about that. Smaller APXs sound very good. Okay. All right, no problem. Talk to you later. Send me a picture of that if you can. Snap a picture or something or whatever when next time I bump into you so I can take a look at it.
Well, they have a basic service manual on Repeater Builder, and I found it there. It's the first place I saw it. They got some pretty good pictures of it. I can't completely wrap my head around what it is, but I know enough based on other ones I've seen to figure it out from there. I'm just trying to find a damn part number for the thing. That's what I want. You know, now I've seen it. Wait. Oh, here we go. Found the part number. Yay!
I'm sure you can get it from Amazon. Not. You know, I can understand doing things differently, but what they did there, that's just stupidity. And ain't KPP.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 78 degrees.
CQ, this is Whiskey 8 Victor India Juliet calling CQ. Stand by for any call.
This is KE8RUH. How are you doing this afternoon?
Yeah, is that Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Uniform Alpha? That's what I heard on my EchoLink. Talking to you on EchoLink, located in the southwest corner of Waterford Township. My name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. Thanks for coming back to me. I wasn't sure if I was getting out. Gort?
Yeah, you're getting out. It's Kilo Echo 8. Romeo Uniform Hotel.
Okay, didn't catch your name. You didn't mention it. If you did, I missed it. But that's why I asked, because it sounds different when somebody's doing a call. Sometimes they don't do the phonetics. They just merely throw out the call, and phonetics are sometimes messed up, especially when they're going over the Internet. Over.
Yep, my name here is Anthony. I am, we're both over the Internet. I'm on an All-Star link, and you said you're on Echolink.
Yeah, roger, roger. There's a number of All-Star Echo Link, or All-Star Links here locate or listed on here, but I was wondering which one. Where are you located? Did you mention?
I'm in Metro Detroit in Grosse Pointe Woods.
Okay, Anthony, nice to meet you. And, yeah, there's a lot of All-Star nodes out that are listed on this, probably connecting all over the place. But I thought I'd get on here because I think to the local repeater here is not working, has been working for quite some time. That's the Clarkson repeater located in Clarkson, Michigan. But I thought I'd get on this. I haven't been on the K8FBI's repeater in a long time. Over.
Gotcha. Yeah, very cool. There's a lot of guys locally that have All-Star nodes. So there's a big network connected to this repeater network also.
Yeah, okay. So you said you're working Echolink. Does this repeater, I take it this repeater is strictly probably an All-Star node. Is that correct? Over. Come on, close here.
No, there's a physical repeater in Warren that is the FBI repeater that you can get analog.
Yeah, I understand. We must be coming in on an All-Star node, a particular node that's listed. I think it's listed on this phone, but I have no idea which one. Over.
Oh, okay. I understand you're saying, no, I don't know. There must be an All-Star node attached to the repeater. That would make sense.
Yeah, because I don't have anything set up here. I think I've read some stuff about it, but I have no need to set up any nodes here. Boy, there's a lot of stuff. All-Star, Brandmeister, I think there's another one. Forgot the name of it. And then you have C4FM, D-Star, DMR, and everybody's scattered. Everyone scatters. Nobody is in one particular place. But I'm glad they're linking up these repeaters in this area. I'm very thankful for that because it gives me a little bit larger reach into the system where I probably would not be able to do it by RF. Over.
Yeah, it certainly does make it easy. You know, I can sit in my basement on a handheld where I wouldn't even be able to get out of my basement on a handheld, definitely not to the repeater.
Hello, Anthony. Hello, is that Greg? This is Sean, WFU.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, it's Anthony. I'm talking to another gentleman that was on Echolink that was calling into the repeater.
Yeah, is that Greg out there? Voice sounds familiar.
Yeah, I have to wait till this the thing drops here. And I couldn't double with you, Sean. You took over. I waited because I wasn't sure if he was directing it to you or passing it to me or what. But yeah, it's me. How you doing, Sean? Thought I'd get on this repeater, call CQ, and sometimes I check out other ones, but usually don't get a lot of people back. I could be working or just people aren't listening or what have you. But how you doing today? I'll pass it to you, Sean.
Yeah, not too bad. I'm just finishing up here. No, I just was going to say you're coming in, of course, to the Flying Beer Hub on Echolink. And and Anthony is running a all-star node into the same hub, basically, but the you know, the part of it that's designed for all-star nodes and whatnot. So, and all connected to the Central Michigan network. So, but I'm looking at the dashboard here, the kfbi.servbeer.com, just to kind of make sense of it. And I'm coming in on a IP phone. So if you were to look, you'd see that. But I'm going to let you guys get back to it there. It was just, I know Anthony is relatively new to it, and I didn't want him to get too boogered up by all the different weird connections we got there. But you did pretty good with it, Anthony. I think you pretty much got it down pat. So I'm going to get back to finishing up, because I got to get out of here in about 10, 15 minutes. And I want to hit the road for Friday, man. You know how it goes. Good hearing you, Greg. Been a while. I'm going to turn it over to Anthony and listen out. In case there's, unless there's anything else, take care, guys. Drive safe.
Thanks, John. Hey, Greg, it was good talking to you. I got a roll also. I'm trying to finish up my work day and figuring out what fun activities we got going for the weekend. It was great talking to you, and I will listen for your final. It was a K8RUH.
Okay, fine business, Anthony. Nice to meet you, and appreciate you coming back to me. It's very nice. Sometime we'll be able to continue the queue. So, and Sean, I did see you on the EchoLink here. I have a iOS that I'm using, so I did see your name. And I forgot about the All-Star. I'm not really sure. I kind of read about it, but I don't have any equipment here that I can connect through it or to it. I guess it's probably through I think it's through a hotspot or something. That's the only thing I understand, but it's just a lot of stuff I don't need to complicate myself with right now. But anyway, thank you for coming back to me. Good to hear your voice there, Sean. 73WAFU K8RUH WHVIJ 73, and have a great weekend.
All right, yeah, good hearing you, and we'll keep a light on for you. All right, get into it. W8FU.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 78 degrees.
NAKPP from WAFU. KPP.
Just south of $250. I saw that. I found it for $200. But still, it was a lot of money for what it was. I did get that little cover off. I pulled it out, and I found it, and it looks way deep down inside there. There's a little SMA adapter, so that's what it does. It extends a little SMA adapter out.
Yeah, I got the official Motorola. It's two pieces. It's an adapter and then a holder that holds it in place. And I got them on the way. I think the adapter itself is like $130, and the holder was like $110 and some change. So you know, it's like $240 and some change for the two. But I gotta have them. You know, otherwise I wasted $2,700 on a upgrade to one of my pieces of test equipment that I can't even use. So I gotta have them anyhow. I didn't realize that. I did not know. I thought those were SMA connectors in those radios. So oh well. Cost of doing business. It's on the way.
Yeah. Oh, used any bit.
That was weird. I heard you say, or something like that, and you just, nothing but dead air, and then I caught the last syllable. So I caught the first, word and a half, and then the last syllable of that transmission.
No, I said I'm on the Richmond repeat.
Okay, I caught you're on the Richmond. But anyhow, parts are on the way. Should have them in a few days. Now, the guy that got a hold of me on the radio sent me a picture of what he's got. It looks a little different, and he said it's not a Motorola part. He got it elsewhere, so I'm going to look into that as well. I got the actual Motorola one coming regardless, so I could probably get the one he's suggesting for a fraction of the cost, but I'll get the genuine Batwing stuff.
Is this any better?
I heard everything.
Okay. Got away from the building. The best I could find was $200 for the pin and $185 for the holder. So, of course, I'm sure you probably got a lot better discount plan than what was on the net. But, yeah, they wanted a lot of money for that stuff over the net.
Yep, like I said, 110 and 130 respectively. So, grand total of 240 and some change. So, oh well, like I said, cost of doing business. So there are probably some other, I'm looking at that connector. It almost looks like one of those SMB connectors or something. And I'm thinking once I get a part and get looking in there, it might just be something that simple. But it is really deep inside that plug. So, you'd have to have a way to do it down in there. So, just for, I won't need it. I'll keep the set with the comm monitor, that set up to do that series radio. And I won't need it. But just for future reference, I think there's a cheaper way to do it. But that's what you'd have to do if you were ever going to try to hook that thing up to an outside antenna. That's a crap you'd have to go through.
Yeah, they said there was a company that made an adapter that actually worked. The problem, I guess, I found an article somewhere, because it bothered me, and I found an article somewhere, and they said that the problem was, when we did it the way that I did with the little cheapy Amazon adapter, is that there's no ground. So you had to ground the outside of it to the frame of the radio, and that's what was messing us up, because it's, it kind of implied that if we would have put a ground strap from that to the, to the radio, then it would have worked. But that would have been a lot of hassle.
Yeah, I kind of figured that's what was wrong. And I was thinking actually about trying that at one point. But then I thought, well, how in the hell are we going to put it on there? And, and then that's a calibrated cable. Velocity factor and everything comes into play so that they can get the precise readings that they get for everything on those comm monitors. So I'm thinking, how much would that be throwing into the ointment? And if you're doing an alignment, a factory alignment on one of those things, that'd work, but you couldn't trust the numbers. So in the end, I just said, I think that would work for us, and it would get you probably close enough, but I not really a recommended way to go.
That's what this guy implied that we were missing was the ground. But, yeah, that's fine. Like I said, we might as well just do it the right way and be done with it. And that way we can get a bunch of them, and we can buy these things for $1.50. Who knows? You might have other people that want to use them for handy stuff, too.
Oh, I could care less about that. I've got my business use for them, which is pretty limited, and I got my one adapter. And I'll give it to George to keep with that one monitor that has the capabilities, the XPR capabilities. That's the end of it. I'm done with my XPR extravaganza. Unless I specifically want to tune up a radio of my own or something like that, I got no more use for it.
Well, hell, you should get one. You could use the heck out of it.
I got my Anytone. Fred tried to talk me into a Bofang for the MI5, and I said, no, I'm going to go upscale. I'm going any tone. It's any tone or nothing.
It's really not that bad of a radio. I never did check the wide emissions on it. I should, just to see where it goes. But, you know, it's not that bad. But the nice thing with this is that, you know, when you go up to the, you know, the other side of the coin, it's nice. So.
Yeah, quite honestly, for as much as I use any of it, you know, the Anytone, I like that radio. I like its form factor. I like the controls. There's only a couple of things about it I'm not, you know, aren't perfect, but it's pretty close. And so, you know, until somebody finds something I like better, that's my go-to for a DMR handheld. As far as mobiles go, I don't even know if I have one. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, but all in all, I'm just, you know, I got about all I need in all the digital modes and then some. I probably got to thin some of it out, quite honestly.
Well, you know, like you said, I should be a little better. I'm on a real radio. Like you said, okay, we got the T-shirt, we got the badge, we got the participation award, and get these two done and move on.
Right. As far as the mobiles go, I'm going to have to look and see, because that's a whole different kettle of fish. The mobiles are, you know, I may or... Oh, it turns out I had the battery eliminator and everything else. I've got everything for a factory by-the-book alignment. That was the only thing I didn't have was the antenna adapter. So I do have the battery eliminator, though. When you said you saw those batteries sitting there, and I said, why would we have XBR batteries? I was right. The 4000 series, which we have several APX 4000s, same battery eliminator then. So we got that part covered too.
Yeah, I wasn't going anywhere with the conversation. I didn't meet him already, but I was just curious. Okay, you know, for a shop that doesn't do much with this style radio, why would they have those batteries? Well, that would explain it, you know, and some of them were expired, too, you know, a couple of them had stickers that bad on them, but I thought to myself, okay, why would they do that? Why would they have those if they're not in, you know, if they're using all APXs, and I saw those there, well, that would explain it then.
Yeah, that little spot you see there, we normally keep a little box there. There's this company that recycles batteries, and, you know, there's little bags you seal them in. And then you drop them into the box, and it's got a prepaid self, you know, envelope to send them to this place. And we just sent the last one back, and we didn't get its replacement yet, so that's why they're all kind of sitting there. But those are all ones that have been tested, known bad. That's just a pile of them, and people that come in with 1,000s and 4,000s. I don't know if the 1,000 is the same or different, but regardless, the 4,000 for sure, confirmed, verified. All right, anyhow... What the hell? Did my son bring in the trash? Huh, he must have.
Oh, there you go. Okay, well, you're at home. Well, believe it or not, the sun is shining up here, so maybe we're going to have kind of a nicer weekend. So I wish you the best. That's happening this weekend. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe I won't. I don't know what she's got planned, but I know we got a lot of things we got to get done. So 73, talk to you later. Have a good evening, NAKPP, and thanks for everything, and thanks for the education.
Yeah, thanks for lunch. I owe you. All right, anyhow, I'll probably do breakfast with the boys tomorrow, but I am going to get a hold of some other friends of mine, Phil and the guys out that way, and see if they want to do something out that way. But that may end up being Sunday. I don't know. I'm going to see if we talk about getting together out that way, so... See if we put something together out in the Waterford Pontiac area for one of the mornings. But tomorrow I'll probably be with the regular crew here at the Cozy Cabin. Other than that, no ham radio plans other than that, possibly. And plenty of other stuff that needs to be doing. All right, I'll catch you in a bit. W8FU, I'm home.
Same thing, I'm home. NAKPP.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 80 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees.
Camp 80 Whale.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees.
KF8BOT.
KF8EMT, KF8AYL.
Hey, Mikey. Hey, Sean. Yeah, it looks like Dave's upgrading the reflector right now, so I figured I'd go over here and see if you're around.
Yeah, I wanted to say hi and let you know that it was acting up. It had been, Larry had noticed it was kept rebooting, and it seemed like we couldn't get more than one call out. One time I heard you, apparently one time you heard me, but it was only staying up for 30 seconds, so he's doing a reach right now, so it might be down for a bit. But anywho, I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I figured that was, you knew what was going on, or you didn't, and you wonder why it kept dropping, but that was why. But yeah, I just did that upgrade on my, I still got that old Starlink node that we made a few years ago, so I just did an upgrade, an ASL3 upgrade on that. I mean, I was running it, but I installed a new version they made available this week.
Yeah, very good, very good. I'm surprised how well those have held up. But, yeah, the All-Star 3.0 is kind of neat. It's a refreshing change. And looks like it has some, nice sights on moving forward and maintaining relevance. You know, the problem with that darn Hamvoip distribution was it was just locked in a dead OS, and there were starting to become issues. This looks like a lot of this is solved and pretty nice. I like the interface.
Yeah, they definitely made it a little better. compared to what it was before. And I tried the Hamvoip. I tried the All-Starlink phone when it was, you know, the issue was is that everybody was stuck on that old kernel, and so you couldn't really use the newer boards. I have a couple of non-Raspberry Pi boards, and you couldn't use
and in both of them, like, they didn't come around until, like, Legs, Colonel's, like, 6.1 was out, and it wouldn't work. Now that ASL3 is out, and it uses the 6.1 kernel for Linux and newer daddy modules and all that, I haven't tried it, but it could work. So that kind of opens up the playing field a little bit, too, you know, that you can get, hopefully work on a wider range of the single boards that have been, you know, coming out in the last few years. Of course, I think most people are just using, like, you know, old, like, 86 gear these days, just because they want something reliable anyway.
Right. Well, if you want the, you know, the whole experience, you got to run the appliance, the Pi appliance, you know, and you know, they put Debian 12 on there, and they've got it all configured for all 3 and the dashboard and the landing page and all that stuff, and they do a nice job. But you know, really, you know, I needed x86 distro. And so that's why I had reluctantly, but I had switched over to ASL 2.0, and now I've switched them all over. I'm switching them all over to ASL 3.0, and that will give me Allmon 3 is easy enough to set up, but I don't think the splash page and the other stuff that they did in the Raspberry Pi appliance are going to be as easy to duplicate, if at all. I think those were written specifically for the Pi environment.
Right. Yeah, I think I think that is specifically for, you know, people running those single board computers, so they have like a nice out of box experience. I mean, the fact that they put the SSH terminal, a web terminal in there, they probably ripped that out of Proxmox, but they put it in there. That was pretty nice. I didn't really have to worry, but, you know, too much about, you know, how I'm going to get into my box. Once you start off-roading, it gets with any of this stuff, it gets dicey. You know, for instance, I have a NanoPi based MMDVM, and I was running PiStar on it. Yeah, I was just having a hell of a time. You know, just trying to, like, once you start adding more DMR networks to it, it gets really dicey. So I decided to try WPSD, and it's working pretty well. But and really, it was just a fork of PiStar a few years ago. They cleaned up the interface and, you know, cleaned up some of the scripts. And, yeah, it ain't perfect. There's still quirks here and there. And but they hang out in the Discord as long as you don't, you know, as long as you've read the FAQ, you know, come and ask me stupid questions. You know, they're usually good about helping you. Yeah, as long as you're not, like, you're telling them to add features that, you know, they don't want to add or whatever. That's another pet peeve of theirs. But, yeah, it's, in that case, you can do just about, in WPSD, you can do just about everything from the web interface. Although, if you really want to, you can still SSH in and do stuff. So, I've been telling L-Star, like, the L-Star project was looking at stuff like that, and they're like, yeah, we need to upgrade our user experience, because it's the ASL2 user experience, which wasn't good, and Amplife was a much better KW.
Yep, but, you know, looks like they, you know, they weren't resting on their hands, they weren't sitting on their hands or resting on their laurels, and I thought they were. I thought there was just nothing going on over there, and I was surprised when I saw the 3.0 come out. I said, oh, what's this all about? And I was surprised. Oh, they've been busy. They've been working. So cool. And now, if you want to get involved in any particular little part of it, you know, you can do it. You can go to the, you know, go to the GitHub and pull down the source and Putzwick and all that stuff. So it's kind of where it really needs to be. And you know, I somewhat defended Hamboy, you know, as a you know, because of how easy it was to get working and what a nice appliance it was, but. But, you know, as all of a sudden they stopped updating it and they stopped, in my opinion, supporting it like they were at first, then that model doesn't work anymore, because if somebody's just going to go to sleep, you know, on that old, what were they at, Debian what, you know, 10, 8? I don't even know, but whatever, it's neither here nor there. Anyhow, enough on all that. Glad to hear you got it up and running, and on that other piece of hardware, I got one here. I got to do it on. And I'm glad you reminded me that I got to do that. Get the new stuff running on the oldest of all hardware. Oh man,
Sorry.
Yeah, I know how that goes. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I'm still using the same node that we built at the county EOC, the radio garage. That was 5 years ago. Yeah, it was 2019 we did that. It was the Raspberry Pi 3. It's still holding its own. To its credit, it does support, ARM64. So I was able to pull that image and, that way if they ever do drop support for the 32-bit stuff, which, I mean, they gotta know people are using some really old junk with it. I don't see that getting dropped anytime soon, but at least I'm sure that it will get updates for the foreseeable future, and then if there ever comes a day where they don't support the Pi 3 for some reason, I will have got probably by then maybe a decade out of it. So at that point, I could probably just build something else. I mean, who knows what will be around by then. Anyway, sounds like you're getting a bit tired there, so I'll let you go, and don't think I'm going to be making it for breakfast tomorrow, but probably will at some point, so maybe I'll cross paths with you again. 73 for now, in any case. Whiskey 8 Fox United, Kilo 8 Whiskey United.
Yeah, all right, Mike, sorry about that. I got sidetracked on that. But yeah, I am getting pretty tuckered out here. And I got a few things I got to still do here before I pull the plug. But thanks for the chat. We'll catch you. I think the hub will be back up and running soon, if it ain't already. Let me take a look here. Nah, he's still working on it. All right, man, catch ya. And if we see you at breakfast, cool. Last week, were you there? Yeah, you were there. That's right. We went to the alternate location. And hopefully they'll have everything worked out today, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow still. All right, I'm babbling. Catch ya. 8W from W8FU.
Good evening. 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees.
WAFU, KABB.